Hey, you try calling?
What?
You try calling before?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you had the boys.
No, I didn't. I was at home trying to get more stuff done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought the boys would be up home with you.
No, they were at the daycare. They go there afterwards, and then I think Keith had speech at like 3 something, and you know, then they got like one project every day they got to do online, and you know, then they want to play with their friends, you know?
No, yeah, I know.
So I just been working on the house. And...
Yeah, no, you're fine, I guess, but I just wanted to see what they were, if they wanted to talk or not.
Yeah, no, I really didn't see them much today. I seen them more this morning than anything. You know, it's like, well, I came home and, you know, I get home and then they're getting ready to go to school, so.
Yeah. Well, no, because, like, it would just stress me a little bit if I could talk to them before all the hecticness of tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
So, no, I just wanted to see what they were doing, not with them.
But what are the?
If you're not even with them, it's okay. Don't even.
No, I'm not with them. I'm on my way to work. If this is my 3 week. This is my 3 day stretch, like where I do 3 days straight. Then I'm off for 2. Then I'm back in for 2. And.
Great, and you never get a day. I don't know.
No, it's not that I never get a day. It's I'm just always doing something. I never get a day to like not do anything. You know.
Well, yeah. No, trust me. I know. I get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the house done, and now the weather. You know, I got inside the house to do, I got stuff outside to do, I got stuff at the daycare, and, you know, I got to get ready to start winterizing the camper, and, you know, it's just, I just closed the pool Sunday, and, you know, it's just every time I turn around, it's something, you know, and then everything else gets thrown in between. It's like, you know, my mother, and, you know, go here and do this, go there and do that, and it's never just sit around and relax and watch a movie or do nothing, you know?
Oh, trust me, I know. I never have enough money to do anything.
Yeah, the only time I catch up on movies is when I fly around the world and I watch them on the airplane.
Yeah, well, that's even more than me because I don't even get to fly around the world and I can't even afford internet, so.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of people aren't even getting internet. They're using their phone as a hotspot. And...
I can't even do that with my phone.
Yeah, no, I was just talking to somebody yesterday. It was yesterday. I was at Sprint, and some lady was in there, and she's like, "I can't afford this. I can't afford that. I just get my phone and put it on hotspot and use that." I'm like, "Okay, if it works, you know."
Yeah, well, I mean, just who has a home phone? You know, like, who has a home phone? Who has cable? Like, it's just one of those things that are just.
We have cable. Yeah, we have cable. Just because, you know. And we keep asking ourselves, why do we have cable? And then, I mean, I have a home phone, but it's through the internet. It's not, you know, like a Verizon, you know, it says VoIP. And I only have it just in case cell phones go down, it's a backup. You know, or if I can't reach, you know, Lori's phone dies or something, and I'm trying to call home or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta find the phone. You need a phone to find your phone.
Yeah.
Because if your smartwatch can't find your phone, then what do you do?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a lot. It's only like $40 a year. It's like you pay one price and that's, you know, it's like 3 something a month.
Right, for the...
Yeah, Magic Jack, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. I know some people have that. What?
I have it at the camper, too, so...
I can't even afford a TV, so I don't...
Well, how big's your apartment?
What it's 600 square feet.
No, but what is it? A one bedroom? Is it a studio or?
No, it's a one bedroom.
One. Another shitty day with the rain.
Oh, I know, down here too.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, because this morning it was like 78. It was hot, and now it's like, oh my gosh, like take out the sweatpants and sweaters. Like, I'm like, should I turn the heat on?
Yeah, it's still 74. It's been 74 almost all day. The temperature hasn't changed, but it's been downpouring. So.
I've been lucky enough where I just turn the dryer on and it runs with my apartment, so...
Yeah.
The dryer puts out enough heat.
What time's court tomorrow?
At 1.
Oh, God, I gotta stay awake.
But that's okay, because guess who's already getting text messages tonight? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
What, you're getting texts?
I know. Mm-hmm. And I know he can count. Yep, nope, I got the text messages. Hey, ugly, what's up? Oh, I saw you. Your hair looks like it's spinning. Where I was like, what the fuck? Okay, who is this?
And what is it, under his number?
No, it's these burner numbers. It's always a different number.
I just read an article on the burner numbers. They were saying that if people are going to use it to commit crimes, think again, because they're fully traceable. So.
I need that done. They need to be traced.
Yeah, there's companies that they're. Apparently, there's one company that issues the numbers to everybody, and everything's traceable. Like they've used it to commit, you know, because they were telling people like if you want to, like sell things on Craigslist, get a burner number, or if you want to date, get a burner number, and stuff like that. But then they said there was something that they were talking about with like committing a crime. They're like, yep, they're absolutely traceable because everyone has to be linked to a phone. It has to be linked to a number. You know, so they could trace them and stuff like that.
Well, that's an idea. I don't know what I need to do so it can be traced, because I know it's Ty. Who else is doing it?
No idea.
Like, who else hates me that much? Dan? Damn, well, yeah, I highly doubt it's Dan.
I doubt it's Dan.
Dan can't put that much effort into anything unless it's connected to a TV.
Yeah, I doubt it's Dan.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying who else would be doing it.
I don't know.
Hi. Like, who else hates me? Do you want some of this? Do you want some of my chicken noodle food? I've been trying to get him on some solid foods, and I don't know if I'm...
You're trying to get what?
I'm trying to get him to start eating, like, baby cereal.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. All I heard was I'm trying to get. That's why I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm trying to get Zen into eating some baby cereal because I feel like the bottle just isn't enough anymore.
Right. It's time to start giving him something solid, I guess, like cereal.
Yeah, well, even, like, now, like, I'll give him some of my chicken broth when I have it. He seems to like it. But then, of course, you know, it's that whole stage of, is he allergic to it? You know, watch him and... Because he just seems to be full of nothing but surprises.
Yeah. Well, I'm just turning my air off. I'm freezing now. It just dropped 2 degrees driving down the highway.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Well, that's what happened over here because, like I said, I'm sitting in my car and I have to... Because inside the car, it's hot. And then, sure enough, as soon as I go to get out of the car, I'm like, oh, inside, run. And, like, even, in the car, like, I had Ben sitting in there with, you know, just... In the car seat, and then we get out of the car, and I'm like, here, put a blanket on. Gosh, child, what is wrong with you? And even he's looking at me, and, you know, when they start to quiver their lip, or I'm like, don't do that. I know you're cold.
Yeah.
I know. But, yeah. I guess, here, honey. Here, hold it. Hold it. Good job. But yeah, okay. Well, if you're on your way to work, then I definitely won't be able to talk to the boys. I just was looking to talk to them myself.
I mean, I can see what I'm doing tomorrow before I go to work, because I got switched tonight. I had to go to a different unit now, so.
Yeah.
I got switched last night. I got switched tonight.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, if I can talk to them, great. If not, I get it.
Don't mind me, I'm chewing at the same time.
You're doing what?
Chewing.
Oh, chewing. Oh, okay. Must be nice.
I gotta eat something, you know?
Well, I'm stuck to canned beans and canned vegetables right now.
Well, do you get food stamps, or?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't qualify. Because Kentucky is in an emergency food stamp state, you have to go and have to go through all the qualifications, and I can't get Zen's birth certificate or his social security card, so they almost gave it to me. people give it to me for then.
But they should have been catching up on that by now, though.
I still haven't gotten anything. And even at that, I have to, because you can't go in office. Like, because that's what I did in Las Vegas. They told me, like, I needed all this
stuff. Yeah, you go right to Social Security.
Right. No, not right now. Everything has to be done through COVID, and then it takes a couple of weeks. And I gave up with the process, because I did. I submitted everything, and I still haven't heard back.
Yeah, but it's like 7 months now, right? How old is he? How old is he now? 3 months?
Zen? Yeah, Zen is 4 months.
Huh.
But, nope, I don't even get food stamps. So, and then like I said, my paycheck that I got this week, almost all of it went to my lawyer, so it's fine. It's okay, at least my lawyer is paid for, and then I just figure out everything else as I go. But I don't know. Maybe I'll try figuring out food stamps again. It's, you know what I'm saying? Where it just gets to a point where you're like, really? Like, what else do you need? Like, and then it's like, okay, is it even worth it? Like, screw it. I just, I mean, it's not like I eat a lot anyway. It's just like a little bit of help would be nice. But,
right.
You know, I'd rather keep the gas in my car than try and figure out food stamps. Although, I don't know. Someone told me right now anyone who applies gets it, that they just passed a law like a few weeks ago. And I don't know. I tried going for food stamps when he was born, so maybe I should just try reapplying. I don't know. But then I feel like if I try applying for food stamps, is it going to follow me to other states if I go there? What do I have to pay in taxes?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither. But apparently it works for some people on food stamps, because some of these motherfuckers, I mean, gosh, they're going up to the food stamps office in their Cadillacs, and... because I see it all the time at work, like, at the gas station. Like, these girls have more jewelry on their hands and their nails are all done, and then they're buying a bunch of shit down at the gas station with their food stamp card. Where I'm like, are you kidding me? Like...
when I was
going... all this candy and crap.
When I was going to school in New York, they had... these women riding the train, and they had their kids with them, and what they were doing is, the one lady was bragging, she was getting, saying, I get $1,000 a month in EBT money, and what she does is she takes that money and goes to Costco or BJ's, like one of these wholesale places, they buy you all the candy, they'll spend $1,000 on candy, and they'll turn around and make $4,000 off it by selling it on the trains and on the street.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So they'll buy it for like 25 cents a pack and sell it for a dollar a pack.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah. And they were sitting there, you know, I get more money than you. And, yeah.
But, yeah, or I gotta have another baby to get more food.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it's sad, but I'm all for it, because I think it's Florida that's trying to do it, that if you want welfare or any kind of government assistance, you have to be able to pass the drug test.
Right.
I totally agree with that. Because even, like I said, even down at the gas station, like, they'll come in and they'll buy all their crap, and then they'll buy a pack of cigarettes. Where I'm like, wait, you didn't have money for sandwiches, but you have money to buy cigarettes. Like,
I know.
Or the other one I love is, hey, can I get $3 in gas and give me 2 packs of Newport? And it's like, 2 packs of Newport is like fucking $17. You don't have $20 to put in your car, but then you put $3 in your car and you have to spend $20 on cigarettes. Like, I don't.
Yep. Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. So, all right, well, I'm almost at work, so let me pay attention here, because I got to go around the circle and park.
All right.
Let me know what happens tomorrow, and see what time you get back from court. You know, see where the kids are at.
Yeah, well, I requested off, and I just got the phone call that, can you come in tomorrow? I'm like, I'm probably going to be late. I'm probably going to be up at court.
Yeah.
Because something tells me Ty's going to get away with murder again. Even though he's texting me right now, and I'm not texting him back, but it's still like, you son of a bitch. Like, I don't know how, like, he gets away with it. I really don't.
don't know. Ask the court to do a search on the number.
Well, yeah, that's what they could, like, I mean, gosh, like, here, listen, like, I was on the phone. I was on the phone, and I heard text messages go off. And that's when I was like, what the? Yeah, because I sent it to Sean. So I was like, bro, what is up? Like, what?
Ask the court to research the burner number.
I wish they would. Like, they need to do, like, seriously, someone needs to take his phone and look at it. Like, that's, hey, what's up, ugly face? Saw you and your hair thin out. That black dick ain't feeding you right. Like, you don't know nothing about no black dick, motherfucker. Like,
don't know anything about what?
No, he thinks he knows so much. It's because he saw me with a black guy, and now he's
right.
So that's, now every message gonna get is about the black guy. Where it's like, all right, like really, that's gonna be your come on this entire time is that the black kid. I can't even tell you that black kid's first name. Like, whatever. I mean, we still talk a little bit, but nothing that. I know, John.
All right. Well, I'm just pulling up here at work, so let me run inside and punch in and see what's going on.
Yeah, you're good. Like I said, I just wanted to talk to the boys. But we can talk tomorrow. Whenever right, well, get a chance.
Yeah, let me know when you get out of court, and I'll see what's going on with them.
All right. Will do.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you.